We ready? You ready? Is the cat nearby?
I'm ready. Right. The cat is sleeping for the moment. Right, let's see if
let's go before he wakes up.
I know, before he wakes up and decides to sing the song of his people. Hi, I'm Kimberly Adams. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we make today make sense when we're kitten sitting.
That's right. Hey, everybody, I'm Kai Rosal. Thanks for joining us on this, Thursday. It's Thursday.
Yes, and on this Thursday, we're going to talk about the news and then end on, well, at least I will end on some Make Me Smile.
Oh, fine. Let's call me out, why don't you, before we even get going.
News fix. Well, I'll let you go first on your news fix. How about that?
Okay. Mine are, well, so look, this is a little bit of kind of why I don't have a Make Me Smile today. So I just got back from vacation like 4 days ago. And while, as I think I talked about the other day, it was not a disconnect from my work brain vacation, right? Because of the economics down in Argentina and the inflation, we talked about all that. But what I did disconnect from was all the, and look, Bridget, I apologize. This is going to get us the E, so beat me or whatever you want to do. But from all the bullshit that is in the American media environment right now, you know, all the political he said, she said, all the cable television incessant drumbeat of garbage that just takes away from the actual challenges that this country faces and amplifies the ridiculous and anyway, all of that. It kind of bummed me out all day. So I went for sort of not really newsy, but more news you can usey kind of news as opposed to sort of topical and on the news, if that makes any sense. Does that make sense?
Sure.
thank you for tolerating me. Okay. So anyway, so I've got two things. One which is really just totally news you can use because it's going to be useful for many, many people. We talked about the Inflation Reduction Act yesterday and how really that's just a branding thing and blah, blah, blah. But there's lots in there that will change this economy, one hopes for the better. The catch is that you really have to pay attention if you think you are going to be able to take care of some of those or you take advantage of some of those provisions. And I speak here specifically about the electric car credits, right? And there's an article in the New York Times today by Jen Tankersley laying out some of the restrictions and limits and timelines of when you can get that electric car credit and for which car you can get it, who you are and how you're going to buy it and when you're going to buy it. So I would encourage everybody to read that piece, but also more importantly, to read in depth into that law because it's going to change this economy. And actually, this is something we're going to talk about on Marketplace tomorrow. God, I'm like going a million miles an hour today. So here's one of the questions I'm going to pose to people in the wrap tomorrow. When the Biden administration first came out with its economic plan, the vibe was Joe Biden really wants to change the way that government is involved in this economy, right? After 4 years of Trump pulling back and cutting regulations and saying we're not going to do it, Biden, in a generational way, right, like not since Lyndon Johnson, said we are going to firmly inject the government into this economy. He wasn't able to do that because Joe Manchin and some other stuff, but because Joe Manchin. But now here he is having done a slice of what he wants to do. And I think that's really interesting. And that's kind of what the Inflation Reduction Act is all about. The climate change stuff and the medication negotiating thing and all that stuff. It's just really interesting. So that's my sort of news you can use item. Read into the Inflation Reduction Act and get smart on what it means. Number two, this is just sort of an interesting little tidbit for those of you who spend a lot of time watching TV, which I don't, but clearly I should. We Americans spent more time streaming video than we did watching video that comes in over the cable connected to our house in July. And that's the first time that has happened. And I just thought that was interesting.
I definitely spend more time streaming stuff than I spend watching cable TV. I think I only watched a lot of cable TV in June because I was watching the January 6th hearings.
Right, news. Right, exactly. Exactly.
And
totally.
I think I watched cable. Well, I mean, no, because the Sunday morning talk shows are on regular terrestrial broadcast, and I watch them on cable, but I guess that counts. Yeah,
anyway,
that's interesting.
That was interesting. How we live today.
Are you going to watch any of these new big series, like the Game of Thrones, House of Dragons, or the Lord of the Rings one.
I'm not a Lord of the Rings guy. For sure watching House of Dragons. I need to catch up on For All Mankind. You know what I just started? And this is just, I'm way behind the power curve, but I started this on the plane coming back from Argentina. Succession. Since we've already got the E, Bridget, I'm just going to say it. Holy crap, that's good. Wow.
You know, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
So, I think I've talked to you about this. I watch TV for fun. Like, because the work and the stuff that we read is.
It's so fun in a, oh my God, kind of way. Well, look, yes, it is fun. It is fun.
Okay.
It is fun. Not in a, yay, this is fun kind of way, but, ooh, this is fun in a sinister and evil kind of way, I guess.
Okay.
Anywho,
maybe I'll give it a go.
That's my ramble on the top of the news fix today. Bridget's probably like pulling her hair out. I don't even know.
That's all good. Bridget has a lot of hair.
Yes, that's true.
I have a hair-related story coming up, actually. But first for my news fix.
It's what we call a segue, people. It's what we call a segue.
My news fix is about the Florida law that was supposed to hold back on basically restrict workplace bias or diversity training videos, saying that they violate the First Amendment. A judge in Florida has issued a preliminary injunction, meaning they can't start enforcing the law while the court battle, you know, gets dealt with, which will probably take forever. The thing about this that was very fascinating to me was the way that the judge talked about this law, which I found to be quite entertaining. And so I'm reading the quote as summarized in Bloomberg. If Florida truly I have to give one more piece of backstory.
Yes.
A lot of this was this, what is this called? Like the anti-woke law, the Stop Woke Act.
Yes, from
the
Governor DeSantis.
Stop Woke Act. And the idea is that, you know, there's too much wokeism in workplaces and people shouldn't be bashed over the head with diversity and DEI and anti-discrimination bias, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so here's what the judge said. If Florida truly believes we live in a post-racial society, then let it make its case. But it cannot win the argument by muzzling its opponents, Walker wrote. Because without justification, the law attacks ideas, not conducts, and the plaintiffs are substantially likely to succeed on the merits of the lawsuit. And then Walker compared Florida to the Upside Down, the parallel and distorted reality threatening the characters in the Netflix series Stranger Things.
Oh, man.
He said, The First Amendment bars the state from burdening speech, but Florida officials have barred private actors from burdening speech. And recently, and this is continuing with the quotes because they just entertained me greatly. Recently, Florida has seemed like a First Amendment upside down, he wrote. Now, like the heroine in Stranger Things, this court is once again asked to pull Florida back from the upside down.
Wow.
I have to say, some of these legal rulings lately have been just artful.
Super entertaining. Totally agree. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
One appreciates a lawyer who can craft a good turn of phrase.
Yes. And that was mine.
All right,
okay.
There we go. Juan Carlos hit it. All right,
okay.
You go for
so
both
now
of
for
us.
My
for both of us.
Hair-related story.
Ew.
No, it's actually kind of fun. All this right. is a New York Times story about this sort of new way of helping people grow their hair, right?
Okay.
And so hair loss, particularly for certain segments of the population, is a real issue. And there are millions and millions, probably billions of dollars made off of selling people various things to help them grow their hair. So, dermatologists have discovered that the same ingredient that's in Rogaine, like the shampoos and the foams, actually works better as a low-dose pill. And it's really helping people grow their hair back by working from the inside out. And
Science is crazy,
it's just really fascinating because one of the reasons that Rogaine apparently sometimes, or Rogaine and I'm guessing all the other hair products with this, you know, ingredient in it, I'm not trying to bash Rogaine, why people struggle to have it work for them sometimes is that it has to go directly on the scalp. And if you have any hair, like thinning hair, that gets in the way. And so by ingesting it, apparently that really helps. And one of the interesting things in this article is a little bit of back history about Rogaine. So it says, I'm going to mispronounce this, minoxidil?
I think it's minoxidil, yeah.
Minoxidil, okay. The active ingredient in Rogaine, a lotion or a foam that is rubbed on the scalp, was first approved for men in 1988, then women in 1992, and is now generic. The medicine's use as a hair growth treatment was discovered by accident decades ago.
That's funny.
High dose minoxidil pills were being used to treat high blood pressure, but patients often noticed that the pills prompted hair growth over their bodies.
Okay.
So its manufacturer developed a minoxidil lotion, eventually named Rogaine, and got it approved to grow hair on balding heads.
Oh my gosh.
So hope for those of us struggling with thinning hair. And such.
Yes.
So there you go. But apparently it's not like an approved treatment. Doctors are just like doing
off-label prescriptions, right? That's the deal.
Yes,
off-label uses,
off-label.
I guess. Right, right.
Yes, that's what it's called. Okay, and now for the fun one, which is this really cute story in CNN about a little 8-year-old girl who was chatting with an ISS astronaut. Oh my gosh.
Ah, there he is. Hey, buddy. What's his name?
His name is Yuki, and he just walked on my keyboard, and now I don't have my story anymore.
I think we just end it right there. Right there. Come on, karma. That's it for us today. I'm coming back tomorrow for Economics on Tap with Amy Scott. Kimberly's going to be off. Save it for next week. Come on, we can always use another one. That was too good an ender.
In the meantime, send us your thoughts and questions. Our email is makemesmart@marketplace.org. Or leave us a message at 508-UB-SMART.
Oh, man. That's great. Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera. Olivia Zhao is our intern. Oh, that's too funny.
Today's episode was engineered by Juan Carlos Torrado and mixed by Jake Cherry. Bridget Bodner is the senior producer. Donna Tam is the director of On Demand. And the resident kitten is Yuki. And Jasper is sleeping quietly nearby, being calm.
Well, he's the mature cat in the audience.
Yes.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.